Did he play any instruments, do you know?
Well, he was learning the banjo when he went to pick it up at the Ulaga station. Why, Aunt Betty was there, and that's the first time he saw her. And he forgot to pick it up and take it home. He just looked at her, and she was so beautiful, and he was so surprised to see her there that he got flustered, and he just turned around and got on his pony and went home. And he didn't pick it up, and he went back the next day to pick it up.
Betty, why was she at the Ulaga station?
Her brother-in-law and sister were managers of the Ulaga station and putting the freight on and off the trains. She was in there just keeping it while her brother-in-law was doing something.
She lived there?
She stayed that summer.
Okay.
Uncle Will then figured it out, and he got a friend and her daughter to invite them all over for a taffy pull and to bring that girl and get her there. My grandmother had a big house party for her, and Betty was coming, and the girls were all standing out there, and the boys were out in the barn and all over the place with their saddle blanket and their saddle. They had a dance upstairs in the attic, and they had a hayride, and they had other things. But he knew Aunt Betty was coming on the train, and he went to Vanita to meet her. She was sitting by some gentleman. They were already there in the coach. So he didn't ask that man to move, and he didn't make Aunt Betty move and find two seats. And so he rode at the back on the last seat in the car, I guess, and here she was up front. And that's how they went back to Vanita. But he went up there on purpose to meet her. They had an 8-year courtship.
Oh.
Write letters back and forth.
Because he was traveling so much.
And he lived here, and she lived in Arkansas. He had a terrible time convincing her that he was a legitimate wage earner and that he could make a living for him. She and her sisters all thought, oh boy, an Indian and a cowboy, and now he's trying to be an actor. Those people didn't have very good names, you know. Her family was well thought of, beautiful girls. Everybody knew him in Rogers, Arkansas. He had a time getting her convinced. And then every time they were going to quit and come back to Clamore or to the ranch, then he'd get another offer for bigger money or something, and they'd stay a little longer. Then they ended up having a home out of New York City there, across the road from Fred Stone, in fact. That was a draw to move out there.
Rogers, Arkansas. Is that named after anybody in the family?
I don't think so. But she lived at Rogers, Arkansas, and then married a Rogers.
He finally convinced her.
Uh-huh. If you'd read this book, Reba Collins went through all of this material to write it. All she did is copy these letters. He just decided he was home. It was November, and he was going to take her back whether or no. So they hurried and had the wedding at her mother's house. The other girls all helped. His sisters and families all went over to be there at the wedding. They got on the train after the wedding and went to New Orleans, and then they went right back to New York. And he just loved showing her every place, every town they went in. He worked, see, an afternoon show and an evening show. Because of that, he would have the mornings, and he's a morning person, 4:30 and 5 up, like, you know, everybody ought to get up this time of day and get started. Anyway, she would get up, and they would go and have a half a day of sightseeing or whatever. She said it was just a whole different life than she ever would have thought of. And he was so proud of her and meeting people and showing her off, showing her where he had been.
She had a good personality for that, too,
oh,
didn't she?
She did, yeah. She was very quiet. She always stood in the background, kind of. But she was a pusher for him. She's the one that said, you get out there and tell what's in that paper you read every day or whatever. And helped when one of the stage managers said he should be talking instead of having that horse act. People don't come to see that. They come to hear him. She was a darling, and she came back afterwards to visit as often as she could.
Thank you very much. You are a special lady. You are a special person, and we're fortunate to have you here so long.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I wonder sometimes if that's part of why I was left around, because my older sister of course, moved and married and lived in Texas, so she missed out on this. But I was close enough from Caney to hear.
Very good.
Thank you.